Shvi. Vayal Moshe me'arvos Moav, and Moshe went up from the plains of Moav el Har Nevoi to Mount Nevoi, Rosh HaPisgah to the summit, Asher al Pnei Yerichoi, which is opposite Yerichoi. And Rashi is bothered. We know that Klal Yisrael were camping at that time in Arvos Moav. Why is it necessary for the pasuk to say that he went up from Arvos Moav? Rashi answers, this is to teach us that there were many steps from Arvos Moav to the top of Har Nevoi, and Moshe took them in a single step. Mesiach Ilmim and Mashah explain that although Moshe knew that he was ascending this mountain in order to die, he still did it in a single bound with enthusiasm and devotion. Vayareu Hashem es kol ha'oretz, and Hashem showed Moshe the whole land, es ha'gilad, and also the land of Ever Hayarden, the land on the east side of the Yarden, the Gilad, Adon until Don. And Rashi is bothered. If he showed him the whole land, why does the pasuk need to specify certain places, like it says Don, Naphtali, Ephraim, and so on? Therefore, Rashi explains, as kol ha'oretz means that Hashem showed Moshe the entire history of the land in its time of tranquility and also in its time of oppressions. And therefore, when he showed him Don, it means that he showed him the history of Shevet Don, how Shevet Don will steal the Pesal Micha and worship it. And also he showed him Shimshon, who was destined to emerge from Don and save Klal Yisrael. The Eis Kol Naphtali, and he showed him the history of Naphtali, referring to Devorah and Barak, who came from Kedesh Naphtali, who will fight against Sisera. Ves Eretz Ephraim, and he showed him the history of Ephraim, referring to Yehoshua ben Nun, who came from Ephraim and will fight against the kings of Canaan. Umenashe, and he showed him the history of Menashe, referring to Gideon, who came from Menashe and will fight against Midian and Amalek. The Eis Kol Eretz Yehuda, and he showed him the history of the land of Yehuda, referring to the victories of Malchus Beis David. Ad Hayom HaAchroin, he showed him the whole country, all the way until the western sea, the Mediterranean, which is called Yom HaAchroin, the back sea, since Mizrach is called the front, and Mairiv is called the back. Rashi's second shot is, do not read it Yom HaAchroin, but rather Yoim HaAchroin, the last day. He showed him all the events which are destined to happen to Klal Yisrael, until the last day, the day of Tchias HaMesim. Ve'es HaNegev, and he showed him the southern part of the country, and more specifically the Ma'oros HaMachpelah, Ves HaKikar, and the Kikar HaYarden, where Shlomo HaMelech made the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Bikas Yerichoi, he showed him the valley of Yerichoi, Ir HaTmarim, Yerichoi, which is known as the city of dates, at Soyar, until Soyar. Vayomer Hashem Elov, and Hashem said to Moshe, Zois HaOretz, this is the land, Asher Nishbati, that I swore, LaAvrom, LiYitzchak, UliYakov, to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, Lamor saying, Lezaracho etneno, I will give it to your children. Herisicho be'enecho, I have let you see it with your eyes. Vishomo loisavar, however you will not cross over the Yarden to enter the land. And Rashi explains the word Lamor in the Pasuk to mean that Hashem told Moshe, Lamor, go tell the Ovois that I fulfilled my promise. Because that is why Herisicho be'enecho, I allowed you to see the land, in order to relate to the Ovois that I kept my word. And you will only be able to tell the Ovois that you saw them receive the land b'nevuah, because v'shama loisavar, you will not cross over the Yarden and actually see them receive Eretz Yisrael. If you would not have sinned, even though your days of living would have been completed, I would have extended your life to see Klal Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael. And then you would have been able to tell the Ovois what you actually saw b'chush. However, since you did sin, therefore you will not enter Eretz Yisrael, and you will only be able to tell the Ovois what you see b'nevuah. Vayomashom Moshe, and Moshe died over there at Har Nevoi, Eved Hashem, Moshe, who was the servant of Hashem, Beretz Moav, he died in the land of Moav, al pi Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem. He died through a misas neshika, a misa that was done through a kiss from Hashem. This is the most desirable death, which the Gemara compares it to pulling a hair from milk, which means the neshama leaves the body without any resistance. When Moshe was alive, he was called Ish HaLikim, a man of God, as stated in the beginning of the parsha. Now, before his death, he is called Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, at the time of Moshe's death, he reached a higher level to be called the servant of Hashem. Just as a servant is permitted to enter the inner chamber of the king, so too when Moshe died, his neshama was able to perceive even more than before. And Chazal raised the question, who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? If the pasuk says, Vayomashom Moshe, and Moshe died there, how could have Moshe written it? Therefore, Waman de Omar says that Yahushua wrote the last eight psukim. However, Rav Meir says that Moshe's Torah that existed during his lifetime could not have been incomplete. Therefore, he learns that Hashem dictated the words of the last eight psukim to Moshe, and Moshe wrote them down with tears in his eyes. As Maharal explains, his weeping was the beginning of the process of his death, and he was therefore able to write Vayomos Shom Moshe, that Moshe died there, even though he did not actually die yet, but since he was crying about his departure, it was considered as if he started to die. Vayikbar Oysad Bagai, and he buried him in the valley. And Rashi brings down two pshatim in Vayikbar Oysad Bagai. Either it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him Bagai, or it means that Moshe buried himself Bagai. And this valley was in the Chelek of God, because Moshe died at Har Nevoi in the Chelek of Reuven. However, Hashem transported him from there and brought him to the Chelek of God, where over there he was buried Bagai in the valley, Beretz Moav in the land of Moav, Mul Beis Pa'ar, opposite Beis Pa'ar. The place where Moshe was buried was already set up Misheshes Yimei Bereishis from twilight on the sixth day of creation, and it was set up in this place because Hashem knew that in this place Klal Yisrael will sin and worship Pa'ar. And Moshe's burial place was set up over there in order to atone for the Avera that Klal Yisrael did over there with Pa'ar. And no one knows Moshe's burial place until this day. Moshe ben Me'av Esrim Shana, and Moshe was 120 years old, ben Moisoi by his death, his eyes did not dim, and his moisture did not leave him. And Rashi is bothered that the Pasuk should have said, Vayomos Moshe ben Me'av Esrim Shana, and Moshe died at the age of 120. Why does it say, ben Moisoi at the end? It must be in order to place it near the words Lecho HaSa'enoi. And it reads, B'moisai Lecho HaSa'enoi. Even when Moshe died, his eyes did not dim. Hemek Dover explains, of course Moshe could not see after his death. The Pasuk means that typically when one looks at the eyes of a dead man, you can see that he doesn't see anything. There's a certain blank stare. However, Moshe, even after his death, if one looked at his eyes, it looked like he was able to see. And Loinos Lechoi also means that his moisture did not leave him after he died, which means that his body did not decay. Vayivku v'nei Yisrael es Moshe, and the B'nai Yisrael cried over Moshe, ba'arvois Moav, in the plains of Moav, shloshim yom, for 30 days. Vayitimu, and they ended, yimei b'chi evel Moshe, the days of the crying of the mourning of Moshe. And over here, by the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, vayivku b'nei Yisrael, and the B'nai Yisrael cried over Moshe. The B'nai Yisrael, the Zecharim, the males, because they cried over the loss of the one that taught them Torah. However, by Aharon it says that all of Beis Yisrael mourned over his death, the Zecharim and the Nekevos, the males and the females, because Aharon was Oyev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. He loved peace and pursued peace. He used to make peace between husband and wife and one man and his friend, and therefore both the males and the females mourned over his death. V'Yehoshua Benun, and Yehoshua Benun, Mole Ruach Chochma, was filled with a spirit of wisdom, Kisamach Moshe Es Yodov Olov, because Moshe placed his hands on him. And by doing that, Moshe transferred the authority over to Yehoshua. V'Yishmu Elov B'nei Yisrael, and the B'nei Yisrael listened to Yehoshua, V'Yasu, and they did, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. V'Loikom Novi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, never again has there arisen a Novi in Yisrael like Moshe, Asher Yidoi Hashem Ponim El Ponim, that Hashem knew him face to face. And this cannot be taken literally, that Hashem appeared to Moshe face to face, because we know that nobody ever saw the face of Hashem. Therefore, Rashi explains that this means that he was close to Hashem, and was able to speak to Hashem at any time that he wanted. And there was never a Novi like Moshe, L'chol Ha'osos, that was able to do all the signs, V'hamosim, and the wonders, Asher Shalochei Hashem Lasos Beretz Mitzrayim, that Hashem sent him to do in the land of Mitzrayim, Lefarei, to Farei, Ulchol Avodov, and to all his servants, Ulchol Artzoi, and to his whole land, Ulechol Hayorach Hazoko, and for all the strong hand, referring to Moshe's hands that were very strong and were able to carry the heavy luchas, Ulechol Hamorah Hagodol, and all the nisim that Moshe did in the Midbar that was called the Midbar Hagodol Vahanoira, the Midbar that was great and awesome, Asher Osa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and for what Moshe did before the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael, referring to the breaking of the Luchos that he did before the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this act and told Moshe, Yasher Koichacha Sheshavarta, May your strength be well directed for having broken the luchas. Zokt Rashi inside Pasuk Aleph. May Arvos Moav el Har Nevoi. Moshe went from Arvos Moav to Har Nevoi. And Rashi is bothered. We know that Klai Yisrael were camping in Arvos Moav. Why does the Pasuk have to say that Moshe went from Arvos Moav to Har Nevoi? Zokt Rashi, Kama Malos Hayu. There were many steps from Arvos Moav to Har Nevoi. Upasan Moshe bepsia achas. And the Pasuk is telling us that Moshe took them in a single step. And Hashem showed Moshe as Kol HaOrez, the whole land. And Rashi is bothered, if as Kol HaOrez is Kipshutai, why does it have to specify all the different places like Dan, Naphtali, and Ephraim? So Rashi, as Kol HaOrez means, he showed him the history of the land. Herahu as Kol Eretz Yisrael b'shal Vosa, he showed him the land of Eretz Yisrael in its state of tranquility. V'hametzikin ha'asidim lias metzikin lo, and its oppressors, who in the future will oppress the land. Ah, Dan, until Dan. Herohu b'nei Dan, he showed him the children of Dan, oivdim avodah zarah, worshipping avodah zarah, because they stole the pesel micha. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Shoftim, vayokimu lohem b'nei Dan es ha-pesel, that the b'nei Dan set up this pesel. The herohu shimshon, and he also showed him shimshon, she'asid lotzeis mimenu, that will emerge from Shevet Dan, l'mashiach, to save Klal Yisrael. That's called Naphtali, and he showed him all of Naphtali. Herohu artzoi, he showed him his land, b'shalvosa, in its state of tranquility, v'churbana, and in its state of destruction. V'her'ohu devara, and he showed him devara, u'barak and barak, who was mi'kedesh Naphtali, from Kedesh Naphtali, milchamim im Sisra v'chayelosav, waging war against Sisra and his army. V'es eretz Ephraim u'menashe, her'ohu artzam, he showed him their land, b'shalvosa, in their state of tranquility, u'v'churbana, and in their state of destruction. V'her'ohu, and he showed him Yeshua nilcham im malchei Canaan, Yeshua waging war against the kings of Canaan, Shabom mi Ephraim, Yeshua who came from Ephraim, the Gidon Shabom mi Menashe, and he showed him Gidon who came from Menashe, Nilcham im Midron v'Amalek, waging war against Midron and Amalek, the Eis Kol Eretz Yehuda, and he showed him the whole land of Yehuda, b'shalvosa uv'churbono, in its state of tranquility and its state of destruction, v'herohu, and he showed Moshe Malchus Beis David v'nitzchonom, the kingdom of Beis David and their victories, ad hayom o'achroin, all the way until the western sea, the Mediterranean. Eretz Hamayrov, he showed him the western portion of the country all the way up to the Mediterranean, b'shalvosa uv'churbono, in its state of tranquility and its state of destruction. According to this pshat, Hayom Ha'achroin means the sea in the back, the sea in the west, which is the Mediterranean. Dava'acher, another pshat in Rashi is, Al Tikri Hayom Ha'achroin, do not read it Yom Ha'achroin, Elo Hayoyim Ha'achroin, the final days. Hashem showed Moshe all the events that in the future will happen to Klal Yisrael ad sheyichyu hamesim, until tchiyas hamesim. According to this pshat, ad hayom ho'achroin means ad hayoyim ho'achroin, until the final day when Mashiach will come. Ves hanegev zok Rashi eretz hadoroim, this means that he showed him the southern part of the country. Davar acher, another pshat zok Rashi, ma'oros hamachpela, he showed him the ma'oros hamachpela, which lies in the southern part of the country. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayalu Banegev, and they went to the southern part of the country, Vayovoi and Kolev came at Chevroin till Chevroin. And over there in Chevroin, Kolev davened by the Ma'oros HaMachpelah. So we see that the Ma'oros HaMachpelah was in the Negev. Ves HaKikar, Herohu Hashem showed Moshe, Shloimoi Yutzak Klei Beis HaMikdash, Shloimoi casting the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, B'kikar hayarden yitzokam hamelech, in the kikar hayarden, the melech cast them, b'ma'aveh ho'adomo, in the thick clay. Zok Rashi, leimor lezaracha etneno herisicha. The reason why I am showing you Eretz Yisrael is, kedei shetelech b'tomer l'Avrom liYitzchak ul'Yaakov, in order that you should go and tell Avrom, Yitzchak and Yaakov, shvua shenishba lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to you, kayemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled. Zehu Lamor, and this is what the Pasuk means by saying Lamor, go and tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that I kept my word. That is the reason why I am showing you the land, in order that you should tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that I kept my word. However, it is a decree before me that over there you will not pass over to, and therefore you will only be able to tell the Avos how you see b'nevuah that Klal Yisrael is receiving the land. She'alule kach, because were it not for your avera, hayisi mekaimcha, I would have let you live at shetira oisam netuim ukavuimba, until you would see Klal Yisrael planted and established in Eretz Yisrael. V'teilich v'tagid lohem, and then you would have been able to go and tell them what you actually saw. Zok Rashi, v'ayom ha'shol Moshe, and Moshe died over there. Efshar Moshe meis, is it possible that Moshe is dead? Because and he wrote, v'ayom ha'shol Moshe, and Moshe died over there. Elo, rather, ad kan kos of Moshe. Up to this pasuk, Moshe wrote, mikan v'eilech, from this pasuk and on, the last eight psukim in the Torah, kos of Yeshua, Yeshua wrote. Rav Meir says, Efshar sefer Torah chosar klum, is it possible that the Sefer Torah that Moshe had was lacking something? And the Pasuk says, Moshe said to Shevet Levi, L'koyach ha-Sefer HaTorah hazeh, take the Sefer Torah. And it must be that it was a complete Sefer Torah, not missing any psukim. And if Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim, those psukim would have been missing from the Torah at that point. Ella rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it, U'Moshe Koisev, and Moshe wrote it, Bedema, as he was crying. And since he was crying over his departure from this world, that was considered the beginning of his death, and therefore he was able to write Vayom Hashem Moshe, that Moshe died over there, even though he did not actually start to die. Al Pi Hashem, and Moshe died by the mouth of Hashem, B'Neshika, he died B'Misas Neshika, with the Misa of a kiss from Hashem. Zok Rashi Vayikpar Oisoi, and he buried him. Rashi's first pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe B'Gai. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Rabbi Yishmol says, Hu kovaretz atzmoi, Moshe buried himself. Vayikbar oisoi means he buried himself. V'zeh echod mishloshe esin. And this is one of the three instances of the forms of the word es. Shehoya Rabbi Yishmol Darishkein, that Rabbi Yishmol darshins like this, that it means the person himself. Ki oisibai, similarly, the Pasuk says, B'yoyim melois mei nizroi, on the day he finishes off the days of his nazirus, Yavi Oisoi, which means that he brings himself to the Oyel Moed. Ki Yotzebai, similarly we find, V'yisiu Oisom Avoin Ashmo, and they will carry their sin. Frek Rashi V'chi Acherim Meisiyam Oisom, will other people carry their sin? Elohim Meisiyam Es Atzmom, they will carry upon themselves their sin. So just like V'yisiu Oisom means they will carry upon themselves, and just like Yavi Oisoi means he will bring himself, so to over here, Vayikbar Oisai means that Moshe buried himself. Mulbeis Pa'or, Zok Rashi, Kivroi Haya Muchan Shom, Misheshes Mebereshes. Moshe's burial place was prepared over there from the 6 days of creation. L'chaper al Maise Pa'or, in order that his burial over there will atone for the Avera that Klal Yisrael did with Pa'or. V'ze Echad min ha-devorim she-nivru ben ha-shmoshois be'erev Shabbos. And this is one of the things that were created at twilight, on Erev Shabbos, on the 6th day of creation. Zok Rashi leicho asa enoi, his eyes did not become dim, af mishameis, even after he died. Rashi learns that the Pasuk is saying, b'moisai leicho asa enoi, even after his death, his eyes did not become dim. As we explained earlier from the Hemek Dovar, that even after his death, if you looked at his eyes, you were not able to tell that Moshe could not see anymore. V'leinos leichoi, and his moisture did not leave him after his death. Lachlucha sheboi, Lechoi means his moisture. Like Sholat by Rikovoin, there was no effect of rotting on him, like Nepach Toyer Ponov, nor did the appearance of his face change. Zok Rashi B'nei Yisrael, the B'nei Yisrael cried for Moshe, Hazachorim, this means the males. Avo Ba'aharoin, however, Ba'aharoin, Mitorch Shahoya Roidev Sholoim, since he pursued peace. Vinois and Sholim, and he instilled peace, Ben Ishlere Ehu, Uben Ishlere Ba'alo, between a man and his friend, and between a woman and her husband. Nemar, the Pasuk says, Kol Beis Yisrael, the whole house of Yisrael cried over Aharon. Zechorim unikevois, the males and the females. Asher yedoi Hashem ponim alponim, Hashem nu Moshe face to face. And Rashi is bothered that we cannot actually say that Moshe saw the face of Hashem. Therefore the pshat is, Shehoyalibai gaspoi, he was close to Hashem, umedaber elov b'chol eisha roitze, and he spoke to Hashem at any time that he wanted. Kinyan Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Ve'ato, and now, Ele El Hashem, I will go up to Hashem. And it also says, Imdu Ve'eshmo, stand here and I will hear my Yitzav Hashem Lochem, what Hashem will command you. So we see that Moshe was able to speak to Hashem at any time. And that's what it means, that Hashem knew Moshe, ponim el ponim, face to face. Zok Rashi ulechoil hayorach hazoko, and for all the strong hand, Shekibel es haTorah, because Moshe received the Torah, Baluchais on the Luchais, Biyodov with his hands. And even though the Luchais were very heavy, still he was able to carry it. And that's what Yorach Hazok is referring to, the strong hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulechoil ha-moira ha-godol, Zok Rashi, Nisim u-gevurois, the Nisim and the acts of might, Sheba Midbar, that happened in the Midbar, Hagodol veHanoira, which is known as the Midbar, which is great and awesome. So Ulechoyle HaMoira Hagodol means all the Nisim and all the Gevurois that happened in the Midbar Hagodol veHanoira. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, everything that was done before the eyes of Kol Yisrael. Shenisoi Liboy, his heart inspired him, Lishbar HaLuchais Le'eneihem, to break the Luchais before Kol Yisrael's eyes. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Va'ashavareim Le'eneihem, and I broke them in front of Klal Yisrael's eyes. V'eskimo das HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'daitoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with what he did. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Asher Shibarto, and we darshin, Yasher Koichacho, may your strength be well directed, Sheshibarto, that you broke the Luchos. The word Asher comes from the word Ishur, which means an approval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved the fact that Moshe broke the Luchos.